the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5644. Baruch Hashem. The Rebbe says this is the 16th of Menachem of Toshi Zion, Brooklyn. Shalom of Rocha. There's a dot, dot, and dot. I don't know what he said before. But the Rebbe says to him, it's self understood to go and sell your shares of the stock that you have. I'm against selling those shares of the stock, because if you sell them, it's at a loss. There is no room for that. Don't sell them at a loss. And this person had made an obligation to the yeshiva, and he committed based on his standing that the shares were valued more, but it doesn't say that he was going to renege it. But the Rebbe says the merit of your commitment to Lubavitcher institutions, that the people who traveled have given over to me, for sure will stand by you in the promise that when you tithe aser b'shvil shatis aser, literally the verse says you give tithe, you give the tzedakah, and you will get rich. So when you tithe is b'shvil, the Rebbe says literally that means to increase your livelihood. So the Rebbe says therefore hold back, don't sell those shares until there is a profit in the sale. The Rebbe is not worried that they'll go down further. Hold on to those shares until there's a profit. Since we are coming close now to the month of Rachamim, the month of compassion, which is Elul, and the month of joy, which is the month of Tishrei, all of the joyous Hasta festivals, and the Rebbe says it's known that one of the abbreviations of the word of Elul is Rosh Tevi Ish L'Re'eyu Matonis L'Vyonim. That is gifts to one another, and that's the gifts to the poor. And our sages expound this, Ish means Hashem. It says Hashem Ish Mochama. And Hashem calls each and everybody brothers and friends. So Ish L'Re'eyu means Hashem gives to his friends, meaning God gives to the people. And even one who cannot be merited, be called Hashem's friend, but at least he's in the second category, Matonis Levyonim. He's a gift to the poor. And Evyim means very poor. Evyim Losh Natov L'Choldov needs everything. So the Rebbe says, Elul is a good time. Things will turn around. Eberster gives Ish L'Re'ehu, Hashem to everybody, or a gift even to the poor. And the Rebbe says, either way, Hashem will bless you. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will of Hashem that with joy and gladness of heart, you should add in matters of Torah mitzvahs. And amongst them is to add more time to study Chassidus, and also adding in matters of tzedakah. And the Rebbe says, yesterday, because this is on the 16th, but yesterday, on the 15th, we entered the day in which our sages of blessed memory promised anyone who adds, add to him. So the more you add your attitude, the Rebbe blesses him for good news. So the Rebbe basically saying to him that don't sell it at a loss. The Rebbe says your commitment for tzedakah is going to stand by you. The Rebbe also talks about the specialty of these days, which are days, it's a day after the 15th of it's a days of comfort, doubled comfort, and it's Elul Ish L'Re'eyu Matonis L'Vyonim. The Rebbe represents by the Eberster. Some Yidden are called friends of the Eberster, they're close. The Eberster gives them. Some are Avyonim. Either way, the Eberster will give you the bracha, don't sell those stocks.